الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، my brothers, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the issue of the heart, and he said that when a person commits a sin, a dark spot appears on his heart, and then he commits another sin, another spot appears, and so on, until the entire heart is covered by these dark spots and it becomes dark. And then comes the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used a word in Arabic which means like you turn a bowl upside down. If you turn a bowl upside down, you can't put anything in it. It's sealed. And that is what happens to the heart. The heart is turned upside down. We ask Allah to save us from that. The reason why this happens is because we become used to sin. We become accustomed to sin. And the reason why we become accustomed to sin is because we start considering sin to be something which is small and insignificant. But the reality is that if you are, for example, wearing a white soap, very clean, freshly laundered, and as you walk on the street, maybe with your shoes, maybe with passing traffic and so on, small, you know, drops of slush and so on, they fall on the soap. Now, when the first drop of slush falls on your soap, if you immediately clean it, then, and if you maintain that attitude, that I will not even allow a single drop of slush, I will not even allow a single particle of dirt to settle on my clothing, then you will keep on cleaning it. As soon as something drops, you will clean it. And you will also walk in a way where you avoid it. Somebody asked Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu to explain what is taqwa, and he said, how do you walk if you are walking on a narrow path between thorn bushes? And the man said, I will gather my clothes close to my body, and I will walk very carefully, so that my clothes don't get snagged on the thorns. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, that is taqwa. So therefore, if we are conscious of the damage that sin can cause, then we will be very careful that we avoid those places where there is sin, and we avoid those actions where there is sin. We know that acid burns. So nobody will say, no, one drop is okay. You know, nobody will ever say that one drop is okay. Because it burns, we know it burns. So we don't say, well, I don't want the whole bottle of acid on my clothes, but you know, a few drops is okay. No, every single drop is dangerous. Even one drop is dangerous. Because that one drop will make a hole in my clothing. If it falls on my skin, it will burn me. That one drop, if it falls in my eye, it will blind me forever. One drop of acid is enough, no? In the eye, you don't have to have a whole bottle in the eye. So the point is that it is considering sin to be okay, which is the root cause of the evil, which can result in the heart being turned upside down. And then there is no hidayat, it's closed. Now the sin being okay, it happens because we are constantly exposed to sin. We are living in an environment where we are constantly exposed to sin. We are like, I always give this example, that if you, because my father was a surgeon and I have been inside an operating theater many times, and I still remember the first time I was, my father used to take us and say, see the operation. So, first time I saw blood, you know, I started feeling dizzy. I started feeling sick. But after a few times it was okay. And that is the reality, that if you take a man who is, you know, maybe 6 feet, 6 inches tall and 4 feet wide and he's a big pahalwan, but if you take him and if he's not used to the sight of blood, if you take him into an operating theater, if he sees blood, or even sometimes it happens in Qurbani and so on, you know, sometimes some people who, if you're slaughtering a sheep, they can, or a, you know, a cow or something, they cannot see the blood, the flow of blood that comes out. Whereas, if you go into almost any operating theatre in this country, probably even in the world, you will find a 4 foot nothing Malayali nurse, a theater nurse, a girl, she'll be like 4 feet, four and a half feet tall. She will assist the surgeon very competently without any problem. She doesn't feel sick, she doesn't feel dizzy, nothing. And then after the operation is over, she'll wash up and have a nice lunch or a nice breakfast. Whereas you won't be able to eat for the whole day. Because, now that is also not her condition on day one. Her condition on day one would be the same as yours and mine. But then because she is in that profession, she is training to be a theatre nurse, she is in surgery the whole time, she gets used to the sight of blood. It doesn't bother her anymore. And that is what happens to us. That is what happens to us because we are exposed to sin the whole time. One of the biggest perpetrators and the biggest instigators of sin is the television in the house. You don't put it on in order to see something haram, but something haram now has become a part of almost every single program that you see. I don't know whether any program is today free from something which is impermissible. Wallahu alam. I don't have a TV, I don't watch it, so I don't know. But I'm saying from whatever I used to see. And once in a while when I am traveling and so on, I just put it on to see what's going on. And literally, I mean, after 10 minutes, you have turned it off. It's so useless, completely. But we have it. We have it, we pay for it, we have it in the house. We have bigger and bigger and bigger screens. I don't know what we want to do. Jump through it and, you know, go into another world. Sports programs have got monkeys dancing. You have got National Geographic and Animal Planet and so on. They have ads which come in between, which have all kinds of stuff in it. And of course, news programs are full of stuff. So the point is that we have become used to seeing sin. And don't even talk about the soap operas, don't even talk about the serial killers, I call them, the serials we watch. They're serial killers because they kill your heart. They kill all feelings of nafasat and all feelings of, all sublime things in our soul. Because all those serials are full of what? They're full of this one had an affair with that one, and that one has had an affair with this one, and they're getting drunk, and they're going there, they're dancing here, and whatnot. And all kinds of haram is legitimized because it's on a TV and it's on a serial, and we have absolutely, we feel no shame whatsoever in parents and children and grandchildren all sitting together on the same sofa and watching all that junk. Nobody has the guts and nobody has the courage to say, turn this nonsense off. Why are we polluting our house? You know, somebody gave an example, it's a very nice example, that if a stranger wants to come inside your house and bring a couple of call girls and bring some liquor and, you know, have a party in front of your family, you can't even imagine this. When I'm telling you this, you will feel bad. But that's precisely what is happening on your television set. And you are paying for it also. That's exactly what's happening on your TV set. When you watch your cricket programs and you have those cheerleaders dancing, will you allow those cheerleaders to come and dance live in your house? Maybe somebody will also today, wallah alam. But I'm saying seriously, anyone with any izza, will you allow those cheerleaders to come and all your family is sitting there, and will you allow them to dance in your house with those clothes and so on and so forth? Then how do you allow that to happen on your television set? How do you sit and watch? What's the difference? Seriously, we have to ask ourselves, this is what we are doing to ourselves. We are desensitizing ourselves to sin. And so the heart becomes darker and darker and darker until one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns it upside down. That's the end of the story. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves, do not become desensitized to sin. And the way of being desensitized to sin is by considering any sin whatsoever it is to be small. There is no sin which is small. Don't get caught up in the kabair and sagair argument. Kabira and sagira is for the purpose of prescribing punishment. That is for the muftiin, that is for the fuqaha. It's not for you and me. It is to decide whether your head should be chopped or your hand should be chopped or what should be done to you. We are not talking about that. We are talking about looking at sin as something which is serious. And every single sin is serious because sin is disobedience of Allah. And Allah is serious. Allah is Akbar. That is how we started our salah. Allah is Akbar. And if Allah is Akbar, then disobedience of the Akbar cannot be Asghar. Disobedience of the Akbar has to be Akbar. So as I said, don't get involved in the fiqh argument. The issue is that disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deliberately disobeying Allah. I'm not talking about something happens by mistake. Like when you're walking, you hear something, that's you can't help it. If you're walking somewhere, there's some billboard, you know, your sight falls on it, you turn away, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to forgive us. But deliberately seeing things, deliberately doing things, gets ourselves desensitized to sin. Takes the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out from our hearts. And that is very, very dangerous. Because this is what results in the issue of, and that's why there's a saying in Arabic, which is, the meaning of which is that there is no sin ma'al istighfar. Yeah? There is no la kabira ma'a istighfar. I think that's how it goes. There's no major sin with istighfar. So if you make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sin. Whatever it is. If you make tawbah and istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sin. And there is no sagira ma'al israr. There is no small sin along with israr, along with doing it again and again and again. So it is small to begin with, then you do it again and again and again. That small sin repeated becomes a kabira. And that is why the safe bet is not to consider any sin to be small. Because sin is disobedience of Allah and Allah is not small. I remind myself and you, let us take this life seriously because we don't know how much we have left. And a day will come when it will become too late. And then regretting is utterly useless. That regret will get us nowhere. We ask Allah to save us from that regret. Time to wake up is now. And to stop ourselves from committing sin. And not to get used to committing sin. And the way to do that is, as I explained, one drop of acid on your clothes is enough to burn you. One drop of dirt on your clothes is enough to make the clothes dirty. So fight that single drop. Don't worry about the whole cloth. Fight that single drop. If you keep that single drop away, your clothes by default will be clean. But if you allow that single drop to come, it will accumulate bigger and bigger and bigger. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to see the truth of the beautiful religion that He has given us and to follow it and to become examples of it and not to fall into the trap of shaitan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.